Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Friday edition, and that means we're brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to stock up for the weekend. You know, Kevin talked yesterday about how fans can use this app to tell a guy to put four tires on instead of two. It was an odd kind of rant yesterday. Well, we don't tell you what to buy at Brewers Outlet. We tell you that they are well-stocked and you have options all over the place. Snack options, beverage options, great pickle bar, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. You don't need an app to tell you what to buy. You know what you want, and they have plenty of choices for you there at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, there's another place with great choices. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Humbles Wharf. Now you talk about choices, Hilscher's General Store, routes 11 to 15, they have it all. Bakery, deli, restaurant, clothing. That's why it's a general store, and it's the place to go. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. Today, we'll take a closer look at the passion involved in the decision to drop wrestling from the Olympics and put them in the pool with seven other sports for one spot. It's a long shot for wrestling. Ken Shirto has been to the Olympics as a wrestler representing the United States. He is going to join us on the show later today. But first, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. On this Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And, you know, you don't need a fan poll to go in and decide how many beverages you want to buy. Or have people vote online as to what kind of snacks you're going to get. I mean, you don't have to do that. Just make your own decisions. Today, Ken Shirto on the Olympic decision when it comes to wrestling, and Tony DeFazio. I'm going to talk to Tony about Troy Polamalu today. Why? Because it tortures you. You quit today, or...
Did I what?
Did you quit? I mean, you're just, you know.
No, I'm actually having trouble hearing, so I'm trying to fix this.
You're having trouble hearing?
Yeah, I actually am having trouble hearing you. I mean, everybody else can hear you. I just can't.
You can't hear me?
Ah, there you are.
Oh, brother.
Ah, I feel much better now.
You feel better now?
I do. Do you know how much I hate? That's why I was being quiet, because I couldn't really talk to you because I couldn't hear what you were saying. And well, I was trying to figure it out. I hate saying that on the air because then I feel I've failed.
Well, in all likelihood you have. No. You got State College and Shikellamy coming up tonight.
Yes, yes. The Little Lions and the Braves. And the Braves coming off the loss to Jersey Shore will be a four seed no matter what happens tonight. But tonight's one of those games where you find out exactly, you know, where you are.
I can tell you in certain
or quad A.
I can tell you in certain terms, you're the prohibitive underdog.
And everybody knows that. And everybody knows that very, very well. As a matter of fact, they'll be the underdog the next two games against State College and then Tuesday against Central Mountain. But if you can play at the level of these two teams and then go into the playoffs with that, even though you may lose those games, that's actually a positive that you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two teams, this is no disrespect to anybody else. They're good.
I give Tim Forlock credit. for scheduling them. Okay? I think it takes a little something inside you to say, you know what? Let's see at the end of the year what we got in the tank.
I mean, these are good games to set up the playoffs. Good games to set up the playoffs.
Right.
You find out exactly where you stand against teams that are outside your area. And that's right. And if you're going to win in inter-district play, that's what you have to find out. Where right. do you stand against teams outside District 4 and outside right. the conference?
Right. Well, they'll find that out.
And I think we saw some of that actually with Danville. When they played outside the conference, they did struggle a little bit. Granted, it was early in the season against Allentown Central Catholic. But a great game last night between Danville and Lewisburg in the Heartland Conference Tournament. And, you know, I actually thought, you know, Lewisburg would win that game. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. And it was an outstanding ball game.
And that is tonight, State High against Shikalimi. You may recognize, I can't get into it, obviously. Yeah, you know, I find it silly I can't get into it, but, you know.
You know, I've always thought that, too.
But you know what?
And I know what you're going to say, and we'll talk about it tonight on the broadcast as well. I know exactly what you're thinking. But, yeah, it's kind of weird that you can't discuss that, even though it has nothing to do with recruiting.
Can't talk about personnel, all right, because it's like a – promoting them for whatever reason, you know. Yeah, I can't even mention the name of a kid, for example, that won't even play in the game.
That's just weird.
You know, it's not being recruited by anybody. But what was it, the Jack Ham line from the football season? He says, "What else can they do to us?"
That's the one I like. What else are they going to do?
What else can they do to us?
What else are they going to do?
I talked to him yesterday. So.
Going back to one of the things you were talking about, we had this discussion at the beginning of the football season. We had a caller call in and say, why do you continue to play Mount Carmel when Mount Carmel has been such a good team so many times and the games haven't even been close? It's the same thing here. You take those games and you learn, okay, here's what they did right against us. Here's how we need to fix to make it better. I mean, you don't get better playing lower caliber teams.
Well, let's get something straight. Scheduling's hard.
Especially in high school basketball.
Scheduling's really hard. Yeah. There's so many games you're trying to get in, and I'll be honest with you, it's the toughest time is State College. I have far tougher time scheduling than Shikalimi ever would.
Oh, yeah.
There are more AAA teams versus Quad A. You get to Quad A, especially in football. You have to go across the landscape to find people. Mifflin County going Quad A was a huge boon. Everyone's like, yeah, right, there's another school. They're close.
And there's a team that Shikalimi's played twice this year. Yeah, they will have played four Quad A teams at the end of this season.
Right. And it'll make them better. I'm going to talk to Tony DeFazio today. I am going to ask him about Troy Polamalu. Why?
No.
Because it tortures you.
Yeah, it does.
Hey! You don't know what Tony's going to say. I mean, Tony may say that it's all good.
He won't. He won't. If you thought that was the case, you wouldn't have brought it up.
Au contraire, mon frere.
You wouldn't have brought it up.
No, I think it's something that should be brought up because it's an issue that needs to be brought up. I mean, if you ask me, I think the guy that's in far greater danger of not being a Pittsburgh Steeler is James Harrison.
Absolutely agree with you there.
Okay. I mean, far greater. I mean, I think cap wise, they're not in the same level. So we're going to talk to Tony about Ken Shurto will be coming up as well. We're going to talk about wrestling and what happened with the Olympics. And that decision, it is, I find today's landscape to be so bizarre. I mean, I listen to one host every single day, and all he talks about over and over and over is LeBron James. Every day. Now, is he the best basketball player on the planet? Absolutely. Does he merit hours of talk every day? No, he doesn't. I mean, SportsCenter is doing Michael Jordan at 50. Have you seen that?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
I won't watch it. I'm like, what the heck are we doing here? He turns 50. Okay.
Yay. Good for him.
What'd you do when Montana turned 50?
Nothing.
I'm fine. Jordan is still, you know, when a Q rating is still the most recognizable athlete on the planet.
It's only because of his underwear.
Look, Jordan has a likability factor that's tremendous. He really does. He has a great likability factor. Great player. Comes off well in ads. You know, he has that, you know, champion. I mean, goes 3 years, mysteriously retires, comes back, wins three more. Doesn't usually happen. Never has happened. Can't think of it ever happening. And, of course, you have the All-Star game, and they were going on and on about the Heat and the Thunder. You know, it's kind of a statement game for the Thunder. They didn't win last night. It's a regular season game for the All-Star break. I mean, really. You know, if it's such a big game, why are there 82 of them in a year? I think they're both going to make the playoffs. It doesn't become a big game between the two of them until it's the finals. Unless I miss something. It's like saying Winnipeg and the Penguins tonight's a huge game. It's a big game because it's a 48-game season, but Penguins are going to make it. Yeah, backing for position and so forth. But we live in a weird era. Weird. Some things are better and some things are worse. It's an Olympic decision when it comes to knocking out wrestling. Look, politics is always a part of the Olympic Games. Look, you're the Olympics. You're getting money from television you never dreamed of getting in your lifetime. Okay, Peter Ueberroth changed the entire model for it in 1984. Okay, Mitt Romney saved the Salt Lake City Games 10 years ago. Because he's connected with the corporate world and it changed the dynamics of it. And the television money is astronomical. They have plenty of cash when it comes, and not only that, but they really put a lot of pressure on the people that have the venues to build the venues. I mean, the IOC didn't help that much. They're awash in cash that they never dreamed they would have had 30 years ago. And they're dropping a sport because they want to, you know, in favor, because 26 is the magic number. Add some sports, get to 30. Who cares? All right, Ken Shurto. After the news, bottom of the hour. Then at 4:06, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. I'm going to ask Tony point blank about Troy Polamalu. Why? Because it's like water dripping on Kevin's forehead. Speaking of dripping, I wouldn't mind if something from Brewer's Outlet was dripping into my mouth right now. Reagan Street in Sunbury, Beverage Supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. I know that today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Yeah, Brewers Outlet has the pickle bar, which I understand you are absolutely partial to.
Yeah, olives and pickles. They're both available on the bar.
Impressive. Impressive. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, we are opening up the Hilscher's General Store hotline at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. You're concerned about what Tony's going to talk about, aren't you, when it comes to the Troy Polamalu conversation?
Yes, very. I'm afraid he's going to tell me the same thing that you've been telling me. I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's part of the show. You got to be able to.
Oh, I said I didn't want to hear it. I didn't say I wasn't going to listen to it.
Yes, well. And by the way, I see Sarah Bartlett on our webpage in the TV studio at WKOK.com.
That is correct.
Midday Roundup.
Yep, the Midday Roundup available now online at WKOK.com.
I think that's fabulous. I've watched it. She does a great job with it, by the way. An absolutely great job.
She has a fantastic director, too.
I think Sarah does a great job.
I heard the crickets.
And I think it's great how she has overcome certain things.
Come on. No, that's our latest project, available in the midday. So if you listen to WKOK over the years, you know at noon we used to do the midday news roundup on the air. Now it's available on WKOK.com in video form.
I think it's great. I think it's a great idea, and I think for the people of the Valley, it's a television. I think it's exactly what the people of the Valley need, and Sarah's the perfect one to do it. And yes, it's well directed. When the red light comes on, you speak. When the red light goes off, you stop.
Oh, okay. Oh, the red light's off already?
Oh, boy. Yours is about to. Let's bring in Ken Sherto. Former Olympic wrestler, a passionate topic. I have had the privilege of working with Ken probably for the last 10 to 15 years on local broadcasts, and also we've done several matches together on the Big Ten Network, several dual meets along the line. Ken, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How did you heard the news. How hard did it hit you when you heard the news from the IOC?
It's super hard. I mean, it's a sickening feeling to think it's, my first thought is, no way, this can't be reality. And then as I research and look into it and get to the bottom of what's going on and decide how to fight against it, there's no way it's acceptable. My first reaction is fight this, you know, get the IOC more educated, find out what's going on, and that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what USA Wrestling is doing. And I'm trying to lead the charges along with USA Wrestling to get everybody organized, to communicate to the IOC, you know, how special our sport is and how, you know, for lack of a better word, foolish their decision is. I mean, certainly it'll be communicated a little more politely than that, but the bottom line is, you know, there's not a whole lot of research being shown publicly for why they're making such a decision.
Had there been any rumblings ahead of time that wrestling was on the endangered species list?
USA Wrestling and FILA, our international governing body, were aware that there was that the IOC wanted some changes in the rules to tweak some things. There was discussion of cutting back some Greco weight classes. You know, I'm not involved in international politics closely, so I don't know the exact communication between the IOC and the international wrestling governing body, but there definitely was no warning that men's freestyle wrestling was an endangered species. That's, you know, shocked the entire wrestling world and really the Olympic community.
Right. Now, you talk about what you would like to do in a grassroots effort. So to the listeners out there, what would you like to see them do that is respectful but also to the point that can help the cause?
I want them to communicate to the International Olympic Committee and United States Olympic Committee, as well as USA Wrestling, what wrestling means to us, and to get that information to the IOC. Ultimately, it's going to be a small group of people that are making this decision, the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, and the executive board, the VIPs, 15 or so of them, have already decided to recommend to the greater IOC to cut wrestling. That's what's causing the uproar. And there's going to be a meeting in May of the entire IOC, which is more like hundreds of people, you know, over 100 people, and they're going to get together and have a discussion and then have a final decision in August. So we have between now and then to get our communication lines organized. This moment, there's nothing exactly that the listener can do. They can get on my webpage and read up on it. Like, I've posted a Save Olympic Wrestling page, and I've directed people to the USA Wrestling page. So they get on my webpage, which is the name, henshirker.com. There's tons of information on there about my thoughts on it, articles that have been published, interviews. As far as what we can do this exact second, there's some petitions. I've linked it to numerous petitions we're trying to get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people on there saying why we should keep wrestling. And there's also a kind of a funny ESPN poll, which, you know, vote for which sport you would have cut if you were on the IOC. You know, and as you can imagine, you know, badminton, ping pong, different other sports are more popular than wrestling. So there are more popular choices to cut than wrestling. But I don't want them to cut anything, frankly. I mean, I
right,
would say
exactly.
Organize the games, and it's not that time-consuming that you have to start axing things. It's an arbitrary thing. I mean, certainly, if they're going to cut something, it should not be wrestling. But personally, just let it all hang out there, and let's have the Olympics, you know, add a day of the Olympics, whatever it takes. I don't know. They seem to think that they keep expanding and growing it as it goes. I'm not sure what their rationale is.
Yeah, I don't mind if wushu's added. I don't mind if karate's added, wakeboarding. I don't mind if any of that's added. Don't cut. I mean, as simple as that.
Right, we're preaching to the choir here. Although I am interested in knowing what wushu is.
You know what? But you ask an interesting question. And again, I have my own theory. So again, and people have heard me say this over and over again, but I'll at least say it to you. I think that there's backroom politics with this.
The
backroom politics with this involves the Eastern Rim countries. The wushu happens to be the ancient Chinese martial art. Well, there are weight classes involved. You're talking about a country which has a sphere of influence now and a lot of money that wants more medals in the games. Well, how do you get more medals in the games? You add a sport where you're great and you eliminate a sport where you don't do anything.
Uh-huh. So wushu is in Chinese. See, I haven't done my research on wushu like you have, Steve. That's very impressive.
Yes, well, you know, I considered it at one point, and I looked at it and said, no, I'm sorry. I mean, look at this body build. This is not a wushu body. this is a body made by sushi, not for wushu. So,
yeah, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, when you look at martial arts and the expansion of the UFC and MMA,
yeah.
I mean, wrestling is the king martial art.
Yes.
Wrestlers are the greatest martial artists. When it comes down to hand-to-hand combat, which wrestling is, our wrestlers are the kings in the MMA ring, and they're, you know, they're ruling the UFC world. So I love all the martial arts. I have great respect for, you know, judo, karate, and
right.
You know, any other art. I'm not familiar with this Chinese wushu stuff we're talking about. But that being said,
right.
if there's going to be a martial art that remains in the Olympics, it's got to be wrestling.
Right. 71 countries participated last time through, and the event was sold out again. I mean, that's what baffles me about this. When you have that many countries, this is not a dozen countries, and by the way, 1,000 people showed up to watch.
You know, we packed the arena, and let me clarify, in over 170 countries were programs, and so, and then the Olympics cut back our weight classes about 8 years. In any case, qualifiers now. It used to be every team, every country could bring their guys. Now countries have to qualify wrestlers to get the Olympics. It's very strict qualifying standards. So when you say there's 71 countries Olympics, that means 71 countries had a pretty darn good wrestler to represent them in the Olympics, or wrestlers. There's another 100 countries that are very involved in wrestling, but they can't quite keep pace with the United States and Russia and Japan and Turkey and Iran, all the other top countries. They're just not quite there yet. So there's a huge world following of wrestlers. I mean, there's over a million wrestlers in our, just in our country. You know, worldwide, I don't know what the number is. I believe it's over 10 million people are participating in wrestling worldwide. So it's very frustrating. And it's just really, like you start saying, behind closed doors, politics. And, you know, I'm not in the loop on the minutiae of those politics, although I'm very disappointed in FILA, our international governing body, for not, you know, not nipping this in the butt better. And, you know, apparently they didn't politic and discuss enough with the IOC like some of the other sports did. Like, I guess modern pentathlon has a very strong lobbying effort within the IOC, right, as I'm sure you've read.
Yes, and they did, because that was the other sport that they were considering knocking out. But give me an idea, Ken, in your, from your own personal experience, when did you start to have, as a wrestler, an Olympic dream? Just a dream and a thought, boy, that's what I'd like to love to be in someday in my life. When did that start for you?
1980, ninth grade, watched it, Moscow Olympics. I think, yeah, Moscow, right?
Yeah, 1980 was Moscow, yes.
Yeah, over Corbett, I believe so.
Yeah.
See, there was no American wrestler. There wasn't a whole lot of wrestling on the tube. There was no Americans. We got boycotted. I'm a big Gene Mills fan, and you know, many other guys on that team got left home by Jimmy Carter. And I was in ninth grade. It was really, really disappointing, but I knew I wanted to do that. But then, you know, as my career developed in high school, I was a senior in high school in 1984. I'd already committed to Penn State. It was the Summer Olympics. They were in L.A. It was incredible. I mean, it was just like, this is what I want to do. And I knew a lot of the men that won the gold medal in the L.A. Olympics. I'd been to wrestling camps. I grew up. I'm a mat rat. I've been wrestling around since I was 12. So I knew these guys from summer camps. I knew Bobby Weaver and the Bannock brothers and the Schultz brothers. You know, Randy Lewis. I knew these guys personally, and they won Olympics on national television, worldwide television. You know, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And you know, I was at Penn State 2 weeks later, beginning my quest.
Well, obviously, in 2016, there'll still be Olympic wrestling. If it ends up where it's off the grid, and there's never been a sport that's been brought back, by the way, that's been off the grid.
We're going to change that, but go ahead with your question.
Right, but yeah, I'm just pointing out a fact so people understand the uphill battle.
It's a challenge.
That's all.
It's a challenge, no doubt. It's a huge uphill battle, a huge challenge, unprecedented, but we're going to accomplish it. But go ahead, finish your question.
Okay, let's theorize. How concerned are you for the sport in this country? Because that has been the ultimate goal of kids who get into the sport.
I'm not very concerned. I mean, it's not good. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that it's happening that they're even considering it. But wrestling is very strong in our country. It's alive and well. You know, I do clinics all across the country. I was literally in Oregon when this news went down. I did 7 different clinics over a 5-day period in Oregon. And, you know, tied into my Pac-12 TV work. I was out there at Oregon State. And there's, you know, hundreds of people showing up at these different clinics. I mean, wrestling is live and well nationwide. I do the camp tour every summer. You know, we're the core of wrestling right here in Pennsylvania. We have a rich culture of wrestling, you know, well over 500 high schools with serious wrestling programs. And then across the country, it's growing. Like, so here it's rich in culture. I wouldn't say the culture is the same everywhere else, but it's certainly growing. The youth level especially, you know, just kids are starting younger. More kids are getting involved. Now, wrestling's going strong, obviously, with Penn State. You know, power, we have a, you know, tradition of excellence at Penn State, and with our recent ultra success, I mean, I'm not worried about our sport. American folk-style wrestling is going to thrive. Even freestyle wrestling will keep cranking. But it's not good when there's not an Olympic sport. It definitely takes a, you know, puts a little bit of salt in the feeling about the sport. So it can't help us, but we're going to survive and thrive regardless of what happens 7 years from now.
I mean, Ken, I think a lot of people don't realize, too, I mean, how inclusive wrestling truly is. I mean, geography, even gender. I mean, it's an inclusive sport that brings with it all the disciplines that are needed for life.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, it's all-inclusive worldwide, gender-wide, and absolutely trains people. It's just a great peer sport. It's just a peer sport that teaches self-discipline, teaches you how to set goals. There's not a really big reward in the tunnel. I mean, most wrestlers, you know, 99.9% of wrestlers get on with their life and just move on. You know, there's very, very few college coaching opportunities. There's very few UFC openings. It's a pure sport. It's what the Olympics is built upon. It's not commercialized. So, yeah, it's a sport that the Olympics needs to keep in place. Now, that being said, we as a wrestling community need to promote our sport better. I mean, we can do better. We have kids that stop doing it in high school sometimes. They get tired of doing it. There's not as much attention given to it. We coaches need to keep promoting the sport. You know, there's all coaches focus on the X's and O's, which is my love and my passion. But I'm engrossed promoting our sport. And I wish more coaches, not just college coaches, but right on down through high school and youth, would work harder to promote our sport, to let people know about it, to get the word out. And then this comes back to the top. And where FILA, our international governing body for freestyle and Greco wrestling, you know, they've dropped the ball. I don't want to pull fingers or what have you, and I'm going to support them and their efforts to lobby the IOC because we got to rely on this group. It really comes down to our international governing body called FILA. It stands for Federation International Lutte Association, Lutte being wrestling. We have to rely on them to present the IOC our case for why we should retain wrestling in the 2020 Olympics and beyond. So they need to step up, and they need to get it done, and USA Wrestling needs to get more engaged. USA Wrestling has some frustrations with FILA. I mean, they have good relationship frustrations. They like to see things done differently. And they, you know, it's politics. You got to be careful. But at this point, I mean, this is pretty much a testimony to FILA's, you know, lack of quality governing. And they, you know, changes need to be made, and something needs to be done to make sure that presentation goes very, very well.
Ken, my friend, it's always a pleasure. It's great to hear from you. We'll be talking more often as time goes.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. And like you asked at the beginning of the interview, if people want to take action, get on my webpage. It spells it out. I've got like 10 hours in laying out the webpage, the different links people can go to read up on it, sign the petition, and get engaged. That's what the wrestling community can do, is get engaged. Don't sit back and wait, but on the contrary, get educated and fight this battle.
Kenny, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Ken Shorto, former Olympic wrestler for the United States, Penn Stater, has his own camps. Shorto to go online. We'll come to Kevin's thought on this and Tony DeFazio next half hour, Pittsburgh Sports Report on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Well, you have a son that is a wrestler.
Yes.
And you're around the culture. I mean, all the things that we talked about are reasons why you put Daniel in wrestling.
No, no question. I mean, it's a sport you really have to be disciplined in.
No question about that. But it brings with it, if done right, benefits that are for a lifetime. And that's why so many people get into wrestling. I mean, it's just a great sport.
You know, it was funny. You asked him the question, and we talked about this yesterday. You asked him the question, when did he start thinking about the Olympics? And it was about the same
time.
It's about the same time as my son, age-wise, you know. Found it interesting. And his really good friend, I made the comment yesterday, was just devastated because that's his dream.
So I'll be honest with you. I know there's going to be a grassroots effort. There's going to be a lot of energy put into this. But I want to caution everybody ahead of time. This is a dramatic uphill climb for the sport. If they somehow make it, tremendous. But I want to prepare everybody that the odds of making it are long. They shouldn't be, but I want people to at least, it's realistic. I want to be realistic here.
It's funny, though. Ken didn't want to hear that, though, did he?
Well, no, I don't blame him. If I'm in his position, I don't want to hear it either.
Right.
Okay? Because to him and to anybody involved in wrestling and to me, the fact that they're still going to be thrown into a pool with seven other sports means that they can still be selected.
There's still hope.
Right. And so there's still hope, as you said. And there certainly is going to be a strong lobby to keep it. Also, they have a lot going for them in terms of attendance, worldwide participation. They have a lot of pluses. But you are dealing with politics.
I just want the IOC to come out and say, well, here's why we need to remove a sport before we can add a sport.
Nobody does that anymore, Kevin. Nobody.
I think it deserves explanation.
Yeah. Kevin, you get mumbo-jumbo today from everybody.
I know.
Everybody turns and twists and uses words, and it's in code and things like that. Okay? Nobody's plain-spoken anymore. All right? In government, what's revenue?
Taxes.
Exactly. Just say it. Stop jerking me around. Seriously. I mean, who sits down in a room and says, "Let's talk like this. It'll snow everybody over."